More and more farm producers are taking the step into producing their own value-added consumer products right on the farmstead. But for the largest dairy producer in the United Arab Emirates, it was their way of bringing profit to producers by eliminating the middleman. Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Dr. Ahmed Eltigani leads the largest dairy operation in his country, which has become successful thanks to becoming its own processor. We'll hear from him next on Managing for Profit. Dr. Ahmed Eltigani tells Brownfield, dairying in United Arab Emirates is challenging for his 14,000 cows because of the climate.
Biggest challenge we have very high temperature. It reaches 50 centigrade in summer, and the humidity goes up to 98%.
And with the challenging weather, Eltigani also used to deal with a challenging business climate, where processors dictated the market, leaving producers with a tiny margin.
When we started only with a dairy farm, and it's like the experience of many dairy farmers here in the United States of America. And we had a lot of problems with the manufacturers. The manufacturers used to come and buy our milk, but they used to pay us very low price. And we were suffering. We are doing the hard job. We are importing all of the feeds from abroad, and we are selling the milk at a very low price. Then I thought, why should I be suffering from these big guys? So I established my own facilities in the farm to process the milk. I put a pasteurizer, homogenizer, separator, and filling machine. And then I made a deal with supermarkets. So I sent my milk and dairy products to the supermarket. And I realized actually this is the way to make the money. The money is not coming from the raw milk. It's coming from the finished product to the consumer. And I established my brand name. And I avoided to compete with these big guys because my products are specialized products. They are not producing. And I would advise the same thing to all farmers, because they can make good money from the finished product.
One of the big things you just pointed out is making good money on the finished product. Yeah. There's, 20-30% margin there?
Yes, it's about 20% margin from the finished product.
Eltigani tells Brownfield he spoke with the Ministry of Health and developed unique products not already on their market, including vitamin D milk, a breakfast replacer, and products suited for consumers battling diabetes and obesity, maintaining heart health, and better memory retention, all with good profit margins. Eltigani spoke with Brownfield during the recent World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.